Okay, Dave, I copy the report. Thank you very much for doing that. Bob, stand by. KCYBO.
7-3-0, Ron. 3-DWO.
All right, Bob, what was your questions again? For at least for your licenses, your renewal on your license, your GMRS, if you go back online to that, it took me less than 24 hours to get the update or the approval for both my update on my ham license and on the new GMRS license.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought maybe I'd receive something in the mail, like with my ham certificate. I always got a, you know, a license that says, you know, expires on whatever date, you know, 10 years from now, or I believe it is. But so I didn't know if I was getting something from the GMRS about that too, you know, or something similar to that. But apparently, I can just go online and look it up. That's what I believe you just told me. And the other question I have is I thought it was a heck of a deal on this radio, 25-watt GMRS radio with but it's a Radiodity brand, and it's a DB25G. It's 25 watts out, and but I've heard of that brand before, but I've never really heard any comments on it, you know, or how it was good, bad, or otherwise. But I was just curious, you know, if you yourself have ever dealt with that brand or know anybody that has or know anything about it.
I have two or three of their radios. Fine on the radios. They're Chinese radios, most of those, but they're made to their specifications, so a lot of times they will take a different Chinese radio. You'll find sometimes the same exact radio looks the same with a different name on it, but they will have it built more toward their specifications. So they're usually a little cleaner, a little better radio than what you'll see from with the Chinese name on them. But yeah, the FCC no longer sends out paper copies of anything. Your official copy you print off from their website. So when you log into the, if you look up your call, if you go to the Universal Lookup, you can select GMRS or amateur radio, you can look up. Or if you just put in your FRN number, if you know your FRN number, put it in, it will show you both your ham license and your GMRS license, because they're both tied to the same FRN number. And then you can click on your license, you can go there and you can print your official copy. But usually they're active, like I said, in 24 hours. But yeah, they haven't stopped. They stopped sending out paper copies of 3, 4, 5 years ago. So yeah, no paper copies. And you're good. What was the model number of your radio that you got, the GMRS? What was the model number?
It was Delta Bravo 25-Golf.
Okay, yeah, that's the quad band one, basically. A quad watch, I should say. It's only one band. It's just GMRS, but it's only one band. I bought, for my daughter, the DB20G, which is a 20-watt radio, and it's just dual band, so it's basically UHF, VHF, but it only transmits. It'll listen on VHF, but it'll only transmits on the GMRS band. Same thing for the other with the quad. You can quad watch multiple things. But if you want to know what the frequencies are, at least for GMRS, right now, if you go on to the Central Michigan, so W8CMN, so Whiskey 8, CharlieMikeNancy.net. They have a link on there. You look for the analog pull-down menu, and down at the bottom of that analog pull-down menu, it says MI8 GMRS. You click on that, and it will list all of the frequencies of the repeaters. Now, all of them are linked together, and I know they got more than what's listed up here. They have Sheboygan, Flint, Detroit, Mount Clemens, Saginaw, and Mayville. And all of those are linked together. And I know they added some more, but that's all they have currently on the list, because I know, I think Bay City has one. They were put up in that too. So all of them are linked. When you key up the repeater, you will, it'll basically, it keys them all up. So you'll hear guys talking from, you know, Detroit area or Sheboygan or Mount Clemens or wherever off in that repeater. So it again, got to use your call sign every 15 minutes instead of 10 for ham. Some don't do it. So you can tell the ones that are ham operators because they'll use their call sign on a regular basis, and you'll hear other ones that don't ID at all.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, I believe, let me see if I got that that right. It's WACMN.net. Pull down the menu for analog, and you said it was Mike India Hotel, GMRS. Is that correct?
Mike India, the number 8, and then it'll say GMRS. So the MI from Michigan 8, that's their series that they call it. So the MI8 GMRS, you click on that, and it will bring up a page that says MI8 GMRS network, and it lists all the frequencies and the tones. All of the tones are the same, 141.3 for in and out, and then the frequency that they're using for Saginaw, 462.575, but you'll see it on there.
Okay, Ron, appreciate the feedback. Do you have a, what kind of a mobile antenna do you have, a brand, or, that you think is halfway as decent?
I bought two Handy Talkies. I bought two of the Baofeng GMRS off their site. The UV5Gs is what I bought for Handy Talkies. And then the mobile itself is actually going in at my daughter's as a home, so I don't have a mobile antenna. I have a UHF that actually is tuned quite well. It's about a 1.2 to 1 in the GMRS band, so I plan to put up a house antenna up on a mast at my daughter's house because she's too far away to get into the repeater. She's about 11 miles from there to Harrison, where the repeater's located, Covenant Harrison Hospital. So I tried it. I put it up just on a temporary pole out there on the 20 watts and was able to get in. So once I get it up on the roof a little higher, she should be able to go. But there are some GMRS repeater antennas or mobile antennas out there. Radio Oddity doesn't have one that's on the site. They sent me when I bought it. I actually got a kit. I got a kit with a mobile, with a mag mount base, but they don't sell. They sell a UHF VHF antenna, but I don't know how well it's tuned or how well you can tune it for that frequency. It's up higher than the ham band is at 462. So. You just got to kind of look online. There's a couple other places that sell them, and you just have to look online for mobile GMRS antennas.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was doing. I found a base I kind of liked. It was I can't remember the name of it, but anyways, it had six point something dB gain, and I was looking at some, I have a NMO mount antenna system, but I was trying to see what they had out there for NMO. I've got two different mounts. I got the one that you basically just screw in, and then I got the NMO mount. So I was looking at different examples. I'm looking at one right now. It's a 5/8 wave, 32 inch whip. So I'm looking at that. But okay, Ron. Thanks for your feedback. I appreciate it. And see if I can't get this puppy up and running here. I'm going to be home for a week, so usually I'm only going home 2 or 3 days. Actually, going to be home this week. We got a family reunion coming up this weekend, so I'll be home for a week. Actually, probably 2 weeks, mostly 2 weeks anyways. But again, Ron, thanks for thanks for the information. I appreciate it, as always. And 73s, and I'll be clear after your final. Have a good night.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, I want to hold you. So have a good night. Have a good week. If you got other questions, just give me a holler. I'm not the expert, but I can generally field a few of them for you. So we'll talk to you later. KCYVF, Claire.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.